Yo, what's up? This is Devin White, linebacker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You are listening to the Three and Out Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Three and Out Podcast. We are back. My name is Kyle Reams. I'm with Jadeve Pant.
What's up, guys?
And Alex Amster.
How's it going?
We've been gone for a couple weeks now, but we are back, and we are ready to just jump into things. We're going to start off with some NFL recap of this past week, week six. Starting off with Patriots 35, Giants 14, Thursday night football. Amster just smashed his head against the mic. It was an ugly performance for the Giants. But Daniel Jones, I have to say, I was not a fan of his coming in. He passes the eye test for me is the only thing I can say about him.
Right. You know, we talked about with Jordan Renan how one of his highest guys that he trusts most said he was a backup quarterback, but he's really proved people wrong. He's really showed what the Giants liked about him. And the truth is the Giants defense kept them in this game, obviously missing all those weapons, missing Saquon, Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram.
Wayne Gallman.
Right. Even Wayne Gallman. I mean, on their third-tier running back with John Hillman, who did not have a great performance. It's kind of tough to judge Jones based off this game, especially against a historic Patriots defense. That Patriots defense dominated again. And the Giants' defense really held their own. They're 2-4. They're a game back in the division, playing the Cardinals this week. Look, I think this Giants team can be in the playoff hunt in the NFC East.
Jadeve, you're a Patriots fan. Tell me about this Patriots defense.
I mean, it's honestly just amazing.
Like Stephon Gilmore, so much more respect after that bat down against Slayton.
He is the best cornerback in the league. I don't think you can deny it at this point. He's the best cornerback in the league. We have the best secondary in the league. And I mean, listen. People
Are good. Actually, correction: best defense in league. You don't need to be humble. It's okay.
I was building up. I was building up, Alex. I was trying to do a little build up there. But I mean, honestly, like people say, oh, Brady's deteriorating a little bit. People have been saying that. I know
he is a little bit.
He has been a little bit, but I'm just gonna
Kellerman.
He has to throw to Jacoby Myers right now. Gunnar Olszewski.
Do you love guys, it. He still is Edelman. I know Josh Gordon got hurt. There's some options there. They have a
James White's basically
tons receiver. Of running backs basically, and you know they've just been running the ball right now. You know, once N'Keal Harry comes back, is that happening this week?
He's actually practicing. He's practicing this week. I doubt.
They have to take
him
off IR, right?
Yeah, they
have to wait till week 8, I believe.
Something like that.
Wait till after the bye.
When do you guys predict this team to lose? If at all.
Listen, I think they're going to lose a game. It happens to everyone. But I wouldn't be surprised if they go undefeated just because this defense is so good that this offense does not need to be that good. And I know Brady's going to step it up in December. He doesn't lose really any home games in December. And with the Chiefs right now at 2 losses, if the Patriots keep winning, no one's going to catch up to them. They're going to get that home field advantage, and it's going to be another easy ticket to the Super Bowl.
And looking ahead at their schedule, there are only 4 games I could see where they potentially lose, and even then, not sure about any of them. The Ravens started out hot. That looked like it was going to be a good game.
In Baltimore?
Yes, in Baltimore. And
that could be close.
They've kind of slowed down. In Houston, also a good one. Deshaun Watson.
I think the thing you got to think about is who does Belichick have the least amount of film on? I think that's a big factor.
And that's what leads me to not believe the other two I was going to say, which is the Bills, who obviously they have a lot of film on, but the Bills are pretty good this year. And then the Chiefs, who they've played a couple times, a lot of film on, and we've seen them start to slow down recently. So.
Is that game in Arrowhead or is it?
It's in Foxborough. So.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think they're going to go 15-1. I think they're going to lose to the Texans.
The reason why
we saw this is a lot of former Patriots staff beating the Patriots. You remember the Lions and Titans last year? Bill O'Brien, I think he can beat the Patriots.
I would say that. But I think that Bill O'Brien really has been the exception to that rule. We seem to have the Texans number every single year. But listen, it's going to be a great game.
I mean, you do remember that Brandon Cooks catch.
Yeah, that's what I was going to talk about.
I think it's going to be a really close
game honestly,
with the way Watson's playing on fire.
My pick for us to lose will be the Eagles game because I just think we're coming off.
Is it at home?
It's in Lincoln.
You're winning that game.
But moving on next, we have the early morning London game, everyone's favorite game.
London?
We're not doing that bit.
Meet me at the London. Shout out Kyle Allen. That's all I got to say. I know you like him.
MVP.
He averaged like 2 yards a carry.
Right, and listen, McCaffrey is, in a way, carrying this team, catching passes out of the backfield, being a core part of that offense, but you have to give it to Kyle Allen. I mean, what is he?
Repping the Kyles.
Right,
all
I mean, he's
good.
He's the first player to win his first, five starts.
It's year of the undrafted.
And he's thrown zero picks.
It's year of the undrafted. I think we've...
And look, I this is the question that we pose. Look, the Bucs are horrible. I think their season's over. But I think we can... I think this is a good storyline to talk about. Just the fact of, you know, Cam Newton's coming back. He's healthy. He's starting to practice. Do you start Kyle Allen or Cam Newton?
There there are coaches who have the mindset of there's not going to be a player who loses a job due to injury. Doesn't matter what happened. If he gets hurt, we're putting him back in there regardless. And there are coaches who say, you know what, he's playing hot, we're going to keep him in. If he doesn't lose, if Kyle Allen doesn't lose a game, I don't see how the Panthers could feasibly go back to Cam Newton.
Right, and they're facing a big test going into San Francisco this next week. That'll be a big test. The numbers have actually shown in an article I read that healthy Cam Newton is better than a healthy Kyle Allen. But do we
Shocking.
Know? Do yes. we know if we're getting a healthy Cam Newton? I understand the foot sprain might
know.
Be
I
healed.
Think it's going to be hard for them to move away from him if they keep doing it. He's a game manager, honestly. Like, let's be honest here. But he's a good fit for that offense, the CMC offense, and it's working. But the Bucks, you never really know what you're going to get with that team. It lies in the hands of Jameis.
Jameis bust.
It's been enough, really. I think with Jameis,
he's a bust. But like, it's at the point where it's not necessarily. He's not necessarily bad. You know, he's not worth the first overall pick, obviously. But
like a Fitzpatrick.
He can put up numbers. He
McCown?
Can.
I think McCown.
Oh, you saw the Rams game. He torched that team.
I don't know if torching the Rams at this point.
at this point, true. But on to the Tank Bowl. We have the Redskins beating the Dolphins by 1 point.
Skip, skip, skip.
At this point. I mean, the Dolphins benched Josh Rosen. They brought in Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah, there's really nothing to talk about here. The Redskins are a dumpster fire, and the Dolphins are even more so. And then on to another low-scoring affair. We have the Saints against the Jaguars. Saints pulled this one out 13-6, and they are somehow 5-1. And they haven't had Breeze for what? They've had Bridgewater starting for four games.
Just shows how much talent they have.
And look, listen, like my pick for the Super Bowl was Patriots Saints. I'm sticking by it, and I just think the Saints are such a good team. It's been like the third offseason in a row where they haven't had a major turnover, like same coaching staff, basically same roster, and that's really why I think that they're just. I think they're the most complete team in the league right now.
Right. I mean, their only loss, you would say, over the offseason is Mark Ingram, and Latavius Murray has come in. He stepped up and played pretty well. They have three good quarterbacks on the roster. The defense has always been good. Marshawn Lattimore is starting to play. He had an awful start to the season, but he's coming back around. And this is a good team, and I think if they can get to Drew Brees coming back with only one or two losses, that's very impressive. And then on to the Jags. I mean, there's not much to say about this team.
He's selling tickets. That's all you have to say.
They weren't expected to be good, especially with Minshew in. Minshew's looked good. He's looked
2-4, though. They're looking.
He's looked promising.
Yeah, they're looking at, you know, with a loss next week, a season being over.
I mean, honestly, he's just selling tickets. That's all you care about.
And mustaches. And then on to Ravens-Bengals, 23-17. Ugh. Ravens took the dub.
Not much to talk about here. Zach Taylor's been a mess coaching the Bengals. Obviously, it's a depleted roster, so I'm not going to put most of the blame on him. But at the end of the day, you know, the Bengals need to find a way to win. I think they have enough talent where it's inexcusable for them to be winless at this point in the season.
Right, and I disagree in that they have enough talent. I don't think they do. I like Zach Taylor as a coach a little bit. I don't love him as a head coach. I like him as a coordinator. I think he could end up being good. But look at this team. Alex Erickson had one rush and he led the team in rushing.
Joe Mixon.
Well,
just
Joe Mixon got hurt. I think.
Look at Auden Tate. Look at who he's throwing to. He's throwing to
Auden Tate. Kyle. Auden Tate's pretty good.
Putting up numbers on my fantasy team, but. Like this isn't a good team, and the Bengals will never be good under the Brown ownership. And I just think you can't place the blame onto Zach Taylor. But then looking at the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, he's really slowed down. He had an incredibly hot start to the season. He's slowed down. Yeah, there's a little bit more film on him, and also they've started to play better teams. But we'll see if he can keep up the rushing stats.
Worst division in football.
Yeah, I see it. And then moving on to Seahawks versus Browns. Seahawks took this one 32-28. Wow, the Browns are bad.
And Baker is still a good quarterback, but yes. Yeah, he has been sucking this year, but he's still
overall
a good quarterback.
Do you want me to play the tape? I mean, how many
roll
picks
back.
Has he thrown? How many turnovers? And
I said he sucked this year.
I've said this.
But he's still a good quarterback.
I mean, he had turnovers last year. People just ignored it.
Freddie Kitchens not running the show well. No protection. Dorsey miscalculated. That's all I
got
to say.
Yeah, this is not all on Baker. You got to look at it. Yeah. He has. It's not all on him. I've said this so many times now, but he is he has some of the worst pocket presence I've ever seen. I mean, in college, he was an above-average athlete, and you can see now that he's starting to understand he is an average, if not below-average athlete in terms of speed, athleticism. He's just not what he was, and he's starting to realize he can't just run away from all the rushers, and he's running into them. He's going backwards again.
Timing just looks off. Is that just me when I watch them? I mean, the timing just always looks off.
It's just that he is given no time to protect whatsoever. There's just something disjointed about the entire team. And I don't know if it's Freddie Kitchens as a first-year head coach and very inexperienced in terms of, like, leading a team, but it's just it doesn't look right.
And I mean, let's talk about the Seahawks here. Russell Wilson,
MVP.
I'm
sure you've all heard the story now that for one of the first drives of the third quarter, his headset went out and he had to call the entire drive himself. And I mean, first of all, that is a terrible reflection on Brian Schottenheimer as his play caller. But I was watching the tape of it, and he dissected the defense. Like,
he is so good. I think he's the best quarterback in the NFL right now.
I have to.
I would take him over Mahomes in a heartbeat.
The knock on him has always been, he needs to roll out. He can't be in the pocket. But if you look at his throws, he is throwing darts at this point, staying in the pocket, and he's missing two starting offensive linemen.
I mean, I'm going to say something. I think, his impact on the game is so amazing because I think there's a lot of short quarterbacks who wouldn't have been taken if he didn't work out. I think there's a lot of short quarterbacks who would have slid in their respective drafts. Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield would have slipped if not for Russell Wilson.
And then moving on, we have Eagles and Vikings. Vikings took this one handily, 38-20.
Cousins impressed me.
Howie Roseman miscalculated. Again, another offseason goes by, another offseason the Eagles don't upgrade their secondary. When will he learn? I mean, honestly, yeah, he likes to dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, but it's really just not paying off with their lack of skill position players in their secondary and their receivers. Wentz doesn't really know what's going on playing from behind. He needs that run game and he needs dominant blocking. And really, the Eagles at 3-3, you know, they do look lost, but so do the Cowboys. So it'll be interesting to see the entire NFC East. Well, look, listen, the Giants are getting Evan Ingram back. They're getting Saquon back. They're playing at home against the Cardinals. They're going to be one game back again.
But Kirk Cousins, he looked good. 333 yards, only had seven incompletions.
Four touchdowns, by
four
the way.
Four TDs.
When's the last time you could say Kirk Cousins played well?
Yeah.
Only against the Eagles.
Stephon Diggs, 167 yards and three TDs. It was just kind of a tune-up game for them in that, they've heard all the criticism that's been levied against them, and they really kind of took all of that and just flipped it on its head. And you have arguably who's been the best running back in the league so far, Dalvin Cook, and he's getting, 30-40 yards or something crazy like that?
I mean, I think it's just a great running attack. I mean, you can't deny it. I think I like the way they play. I mean, just looking ahead on their schedule, I mean, Vikings-Chiefs is going to be a great game. Vikings-Cowboys is going to be another great game. I mean,
Vikings-Chargers Sunday Night Football.
I think the Vikings can make a deep run in the playoffs, to be honest. If Kirk Cousins plays well, this team is very complete.
I just think the problem is you're never going to have a game where Dalvin Cook plays well and Kirk Cousins plays well.
That's so true.
In order to have one, you're going to have to sacrifice the other.
I mean, you never know. It's balanced.
I mean, it could happen, but what we've seen, this is not a knock on Dalvin Cook as it is on Kirk Cousins, but when we've seen the way they can get Kirk Cousins going and involved in the game is at the expense of Dalvin Cook. And then on to probably the best game definitely the best game of the week in terms of just skill level. Possible AFC championship here.
Are you joking?
I said possible.
You know the Patriots might not win every year. Stop being greedy.
It is possible. This is the second best.
Oh, okay, mister. Oh, the Patriots are going to go 15-1.
This is the second best and
third
best.
I think they're going to win, but nothing's guaranteed. This is the NFL.
This is the second best and third best teams in the AFC.
Yeah. I mean,
so it's possible.
The Texans second best, the Chiefs third best.
Yeah.
Yes. Who
are you taking ahead of them? That's the thing.
The Colts, I would take ahead of the Chiefs. I mean,
Chargers.
Look what happened.
Chargers beat the Colts.
I mean, Jacoby Brissett just balling up.
I take the Raiders over the Chiefs, to be honest. You think I'm joking?
I take the Chargers over the Chiefs.
The Raiders they out muscle, they out physical. They're just dominant the line.
I mean, shout out Carlos Hyde this game.
Carlos Hyde,
Chiefs Rundy,
100.
So bad.
This Chiefs D as a whole.
I mean, I know I talk about Mahomes getting hurt this season and all that.
It's loosening up, but it's coming loose. You can feel it.
I do think there's going to be a traumatic injury for him. Unfortunately,
that's so dark. You're just like, it's coming.
Hey, yeah, you said unfortunately. It's fine.
It's okay.
But look, he keeps aggravating that ankle, and I mean, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, but just the Texans. Deshaun Watson has been outstanding this whole year.
Yeah, and really, I think he's my MVP vote right now. People say McCaffrey, but a running back doesn't matter.
Russell Wilson. I was going with Russell. I'd say Russell Wilson 1, Deshaun 2, CMC 3.
That's my order, too, I'd say. Devlin Hodges 4. But, yeah, the Texans looked really good, and the Chiefs, they're now one game ahead in the AFC West. The AFC West is wide open. I mean, the Chiefs are...
Right, I think it's fair to write off...
It's a three-team race.
It's a two-team race, I'd say. It's. I think it's fair
I don't know, the Broncos are coming together. The Broncos have won 2 in a row. Their defense looks absolutely...
Chargers and Broncos are done for me. I think the Raiders and Chiefs, it's going to be a toss-up between those two for who wins the division.
I think that's fair. But moving on, we have Cardinals, Falcons.
Good for the Cardinals.
1-point win after Falcons, Matt Bryant missed a
third of the
missed
most
Dan
extra point.
Quinn, wow.
Defensive mastermind Dan Quinn.
Yes. I think his time is over. I know Atlanta has a conservative owner and the fact that he doesn't like to fire coaches midseason, but I think he's on that search right now. The Steelers will fire Tomlin after the season. He'll go to the Redskins, but I'm not sure who Atlanta's going to take on. I think they need to get an offensive head coach at this point.
Bring back Shanahan.
And the problem, I've said this many times, the problem with Atlanta always was Shanahan leaving. And listen, you cannot have a defensive coach in this league, because if you have a good offensive coordinator, he's gone the next season.
Offense wins championships.
Right. You need a good head coach. You call it, like, Frank Reich is the perfect NFL coach for me. Yeah. You need a good offensive coach who calls plays, unless you have a situation where your offensive coordinator is just not going to leave because he knows he's going to get that future job,
Josh McDaniels. Yeah.
Then that's a rare situation. So I think you need an offensive head coach.
The Cardinals, Cliff Kingsbury in his first year, they haven't looked great. But I mean, first of all, Larry Fitzgerald.
Wait, 2-3-1.
2-3-1. Larry Fitzgerald has kind of come back consistent as always. And I mean, the offense, yeah, it's not as good as you'd expect, but I mean, it's the first year. It's a completely new system to the NFL, and I've been slightly impressed, pleasantly surprised. And then on to the next game, 49ers beating the Rams,
Jimmy G,
easily 20-7. This is a good team. This is the 49ers that we expected to see last year.
And also, I just wanted to mention that J-Dev said he didn't like the Goff deal that much, I believe. And I just wanted to give him credit towards that, because it's really looking like that Goff deal.
Yeah, we all said it was...
The theory is real.
You got... unless you have a... to steal a Skip Bayless word, unless you have a transcendental quarterback, you cannot pay him more than...
Look at the Eagles and Rams. Two mediocre teams paying bad quarterbacks a high amount of money.
Yeah.
I'm actually curious, like, besides Brady, Breeze, and, like, the old, like, Wilson. Known quarterbacks, Wilson, who would you pay? Who would you give an extension to right now? Give me the whatever number.
Kyle Allen, Gardner Minshew, Mahomes, Deshaun Watson.
Mahomes is going to get $300 million.
Same with Watson.
Watson.
I can't. I
other than like the.
I mean,
Brady,
Jimmy. I think Jimmy G gets an
Brady,
extension.
Brady, Jimmy G already has it though.
No, another extension.
I don't think so. I don't think it's the same rate.
Derek Carr.
Shut up. Yeah. There isn't really anyone.
Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Mm. I would pay Daniel Jones right now.
Yeah, we know. But like, we're really seeing that you don't. While it is, it can be helpful. The Rams team specifically was built on that you have a rookie QB. It was on the Seahawks strategy. If a rookie QB and you use that money that you're not paying him and you build up the defense, you build up everything else. But then when you have to pay your QB that much money, you're left with this. You're left with...
I mean, this honestly just happens when the Rams don't have a run game, and that's what they don't have right now, I think.
Yeah. Gurley
Goff
out.
Is so reliant on the run.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
But then just, we got to give praise to the Niners. I mean, this team has really looked great. Tevin Coleman's back, and they also have Breida. They also have...
the defense just...
Yeah, Kittle's a monster as a tight end. You have a great defense. John Lynch has done a good job assembling this team and bringing them into contention, like, much faster than everyone expected. And
the coaching's been there.
Yeah, and that is my prediction for the one of the first coordinators to get hired as a coach. Robert Saleh, defensive coordinator for the Niners, has done an amazing job with this defense. I think he's going to get hired this year as a head coach.
Hire offensive coordinators. Just listen to Alex.
Yeah, I think he's run a great defense, but at the end of the day, you can still hire defensive coaches, but if you have a great offensive
mind... Belichick's a defensive coach.
No, I know, but...
McDaniels.
Right, if you can retain that great offensive mind, then everything's fine. I would hire him. I would hire Matt Eberflus of the Colts. Those are two great defensive coordinators that should be head coaches next year, but, you know, barring any unexpected outcomes.
And then on to the next game, we have Titans and Broncos. Broncos shutting out the Titans.
Titans are a mess. I think we can just go by this one really fast. Yeah. I don't know if either team really has that much of a demographic of fans. Titans,
move on from Mariota.
Titans have somewhat of a bye week next week. They'll play the Chargers, so they're going to see...
In L.A.?
I think the only thing you take away...
No, Tennessee.
The only game thing you really take away from this game is move on from Mariota.
Yeah, they still have not decided whether or not it's going to be Tannehill or Mariota playing L.A. next week. But, I mean, the Broncos, they've kind of turned it around. Joe Flacco being Joe Flacco, not doing anything too bad. The defense has looked really good. Even though Bradley Chubb is out, the defense has looked great. And like I was saying earlier, this AFC West is completely wide open. Chargers and Broncos, probably a little bit out of it. They're tied without tiebreakers. They're tied for record. Raiders and Chiefs, I mean, I think anyone can win this division. And then on to my favorite game of the week, Jets, Cowboys. Jets took this by 2.
J-E-T-S.
And what's wrong with the Cowboys? Jason Garrett, I think Jason Garrett's gone at this point.
Yeah, I think he deserves to be fired. And listen, we don't have to spend that long on this one. The Cowboys played the Eli Manning Giants, the Case Keenum Redskins, and the Josh Rosen Dolphins the first 3 weeks of the year. So that's going to be three
and
guaranteed wins.
They didn't even look that good against the Dolphins.
Right. I mean, he was throwing picks. It was a close game for a decent amount of time. And listen, this Cowboys team isn't that good. Dak Prescott isn't elite. He should have signed that deal after week 3. I mean, really, that's the easiest summary to have. Kellen Moore's not that great of an offensive coordinator. Surprise, surprise. Everyone was raving about him against these horrible defenses. So, listen, you know, pump the brakes on the Cowboys. Obviously, a divisional matchup against the Eagles this week. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Two mediocre teams, in my opinion. NFC East, in total, is not looking great right now. So, yeah.
I mean, I'm just looking at the Cowboys' schedule here. I mean,
they have a really tough stretch.
I mean,
they went 3-3 during an easy stretch.
I don't see a game that is a clear-cut win until the final week.
They play Vikings, Lions, Patriots, Bills, Bears, Rams, Eagles.
It's an ugly schedule. I mean,
right? They play at the Giants in Monday Night Football. That's not a guaranteed win either.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I gave
Eagles twice, Giants. Yeah, that's gonna be tough for them. And the Jets. Congrats on Adam Gase getting his first dub.
Darnold's
back.
Unfortunately, it's another Darnold development year because they started 0-4 because of the mono. He should have made better decisions. But
yes, he should have.
Listen,
if
Darnold shows promise, that's great for the Jets franchise. Hopefully, they don't run Le'Veon Bell to the ground.
Yeah. And then next we have the
story time.
Sunday night football game where the Steelers won 24-21.
Let's have a little story time here.
Sorry, the Steelers won 24-17.
All right, I'm going to, you can give your story, actually.
Story time. All three of us are part of a fantasy football league, and we went on a little corporate retreat to the Chargers game. Really, really fun game. We had a...
Oh, it was a blast.
It was really fun. I mean, and what also happened that week is Alex and Kyle were playing each other in fantasy football. So it was really great. And I think Alex can finish the story here.
Well, basically, I only needed 11 points for James Conner to win. And on the second drive, I haven't seen this type of James Conner usage the whole year. Like, listen, like, he's on my team.
You're the fourth string quarterback.
Right. I mean, I love it. They're running the ball through him. And it's winning games. So, listen, I dominated Kyle in fantasy, scored the highest amount of points in my league 2 weeks in a row, and Kyle had to watch in front of all of his friends the Chargers crumble. Against a mediocre team.
I mean, Kyle saw a lot of floor that day. It was lying on the floor.
He saw the Chargers crumble to 2-4 against a mediocre team with a third-string undrafted quarterback who is also a rookie.
Yeah. He's a duck hunter. we're supposed to win. All right, time for my rant.
Monologue with Kyle Reams.
So, the Chargers are not going to win any games if they keep coaching. This coaching and player choice has been some of the worst I've ever seen. Having watched it, Yes, they've had a lot of injuries, okay? Seven of their projected starters are out, not including losing Melvin Gordon for the first couple of games.
Phillip Rivers is an Hall of Famer.
Mike Tomlin said he was. Seven of their projected starters are out, and they have another one out in Mike Pouncey. They are losing. They don't have both of their starting safeties, starting defensive tackle, starting defensive end, starting center, starting left tackle, and
But Melvin's back. But Melvin's back.
I'm glad you brought that up. Melvin Gordon looks like he has not watched football in 3 years. he gets the ball and he's trying to do like the Le'Veon Bell thing where he gets it and he'll just stop behind the line for a second. But he's slow and doesn't see holes, so he's just gonna get the ball. He's just gonna get the ball, and then runs into his offensive line. Yeah, they're not making holes for him, but also he just doesn't look good. And then they bring in Eckler, and Eckler gets 10 yards. And it's just it confuses me when you had the best in the first 4 weeks. The Chargers had the most explosive running game in the league. The Eckler Justin Jackson running game was the best in the league for the first 4 weeks. And then Melvin Gordon comes back, all of a sudden it sucks. I think there's a common denominator here. And it confuses me why Anthony Lynn has yet to see this. He can't run. He hasn't played football in months. He didn't take part in training camp. He was activated 3 weeks ago.
It's about damn time to turn it up, Melvin. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. There's so many other things I could talk about here. The safety play, the tackle play. This is my personal Chargers vendetta. It's just a mess. Do I think we can turn it around? Maybe. This team was good last year, and there's not much different. It's just the coaching has to get better.
It's just the luck of the draw that they had a good year last year. I told you the journey to 6-10 started now at the beginning of the year.
You also told me they were going to lose in the first round of the playoffs last year.
And I didn't know they were playing a rookie running back who's misplaced a quarterback. But, you know, things change. The journey to 6-10, though, I was right about that.
Sheesh.
Should we make some shirts?
And then Monday Night Football, Packers versus Lions. Lions versus refs. That was one of the worst officiated games I've ever seen in my life.
We can go through this one really fast. I think the Packers are a little bit overrated. The Lions are a really good team. They should have beat the Chiefs and the Packers and the Cardinals. The Lions should basically be undefeated is what I'm saying. They're actually my sleeper pick for a wild card team that can make a playoff run. Matt Patricia has been coaching a great year. They got screwed over by legal hands to the face
twice
on the same player, Trace Flowers, who's clearly had his hand on the shoulder pad. And the refs they need to really go through their phones and see if they're fixing bets on mybookie.com. Yeah. Shout out to our sponsor. You know, I don't know where these refs are placing bets. Let's get the FBI on these phones, see them rig games. I think there's zero accountability for these refs who make these consistently bad calls. It's ruining the league. And really, when I say zero accountability, these players, they have to answer questions about... Trey Flowers has to answer questions about why he didn't put his hands in the guy's face, and it's clearly on the shoulder pad. But the refs, they should have interviews after the game. Al Riveron is basically an idiot, and we can just move on.
All right. And then moving on to a quick preview for next week, we're going to start off with the Texans at Colts.
Texans. I know I love the Colts, but just one sentence, actually two words, Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Colts here.
Really?
I'm feeling upset. I really think Jacoby Brissett, Patriots Brotherhood, is going to step up.
The Colts lost to the Chargers, so I'm going to be taking the Texans here.
Huh.
Two words, Deshaun Watson.
I'm taking the Texans here. I think the Deshaun Watson
show
Jacoby Brissett matchup is heavily favored to Deshaun Watson. Jacoby Brissett's serviceable. I think he's a fine quarterback. I think he's good. I don't think he is anywhere near Deshaun Watson. DeAndre Hopkins is better than any player on the Colts. And I think that the Texans are going to take this one. And then moving on next, we have Vikings at Lions. This is a shockingly good game, actually.
Taking the Lions in a blowout.
Really?
Yep, they're angry. They're going to get pressure on Kirk Cousins. They're going to stop the run with Snacks Harrison up in the middle. Their defensive line is great. And their defense, Diggs is going to have a tough time getting open against big play Slay. I could see either a blowout for the Lions where Kerryon Johnson runs all over that team, or I could see a closer game where big play Slay gets a clutch pick like he always does.
Stop saying big play Slay.
Short week for the Lions here. I've got the Vikings. I just think they have more talent.
I am also going to be taking the Vikings. I know you said Kerryon Johnson's going to run all over them. No chance. Kerryon Johnson has been awful this year, in my opinion. He averaged 3 yards a carry last week, less than that. He averaged like 2.5. He had 34 yards.
Remember when he caught that first down and fumbled it out of bounds and they called it incomplete?
he's not that good this year. Like, I understand the hype, and I understand, like, he's one of those players where it's like everyone's gonna say, this is the week.
Carry on.
Everyone's like, this is the week that he's gonna break out, and he hasn't yet. And I just think, I like the Vikings more here. I think they're a more complete team. If we can see the same Vikings that we saw last week, then I think that they will be able to pull it out. And then finally, onto Ravens at Seahawks. I have the Seahawks here. I think Russell Wilson is going to really prove that he is the definitive MVP candidate. He is the front runner. I like this team. I don't like their offensive coordinator, but I think that if Russell Wilson starts calling his own plays, they'll be fine.
I have three words, but one word could have three words inside it.
What?
We got Russell Wilson MVP. Yeah, you can keep that in the episode. That was insanely dumb. Russell Wilson MVP, three words. Yeah, and that's all there is to it.
12th man, Russell Wilson, Seahawks dub.
I think the Chargers last year were the, like, in the last 5 years or something, the only AFC team to win in Seattle. So I think that home field advantage is too good for the Seahawks.
It's hogwash.
What? All right, that is going to do it for the NFL section of this episode. Now moving on to a quick college section. We're going to start off with a recap of last week, beginning with the most important game of last week, the biggest upset of the season so far, potentially the biggest upset of the year. We will see South Carolina over Georgia. There goes Georgia's playoff hopes.
I mean, honestly, just so disappointed in this Georgia team. I've always been a Georgia guy. Despite being a partial Florida fan, Kirby Smart has been...
Partial?
Partial. I've always said partial. I think... Listen, South Carolina played well. I think Jake Fromm did not. He went 28 for 51. That's not good.
That's not good. No.
I just think they have to win out, and they have to win the SEC championship to make the playoff.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen.
I mean, they've been a little disappointing this year. Their games have been pretty close. I just think that
no one gets more credit for close losses than Georgia.
That is so true. And I don't know. Some people have been starting to make this argument, but has Georgia been a disappointment the last 3 years not winning a title?
Yes.
I don't know what to think about that. I think that they have been playing really good football. I think Kirby Smart's done an incredible job with this program. He's really transformed it. And listen,
if you look at the talent they've had over the past couple of years, it's shocking.
Does Fields win the game?
Yes. This year. This
year. Wow. Wow.
This year.
I don't know. I really don't know. I just think, listen, I'm a huge Fromm guy. I think he's going to be a good NFL player. And I think that this really sucks. I think they deserve to win, and they should have won. And this is like an Ohio State loss.
And now, there's not really much happening this coming week. So,
kind of just want to take a step back, maybe talk a little Heisman, talk a little polls. I mean,
so who do you think? Who are your top five teams?
I think you got to put Bama on there. Mm-hmm. I think you got to put LSU on there. I think you got to put Ohio State on there. I think you have to put Oklahoma on there. And I think you have to put Clemson on there.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I would say the same thing, except I think whoever wins between that Ohio State-Wisconsin game is going to be such a huge game.
Yeah, well, I think I just kind of revealed my answer on who I think is going to win that game.
I have to abstain from that. But, yeah, I think the playoff is probably going to be Alabama, LSU, Clemson, and then either Oklahoma or the winner of the Big Ten.
I'm talking about most surprising team on this list, Penn State.
Penn State at 7, and they play Michigan this week. And so.
And at 24, Appalachian State.
Repping the Sun Belt.
And Minnesota at 20, and SMU. These are a lot of new teams in the top 25. Yeah. That at the beginning of the season, Baylor also. I mean, this is really impressive. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie.
Texas. What do you think about Texas at 4-2, sitting at 15?
They deserve it. I think that they schedule hard opponents. People have to credit them for scheduling hard opponents. That's a very rare thing you see in college football.
Yeah, sure. And then on to some Heisman predictions. I think it's. Basically, I think it's a four-man race right now. If you care about running backs, Jonathan Taylor is...
I really like Jonathan Taylor this year.
He's so good.
He is Best best running back Wisconsin history.
At this point, I think Ron Dane and him. I'm mad at Melvin still, so I have him over Melvin, but he's just been basically unstoppable.
I think the only people I can see winning are Jalen, Tua, Joe Burrow, Jonathan Taylor, CeeDee Lamb.
I don't love. I mean, this happened at Oklahoma a couple years ago. I don't like when you have a quarterback and a receiver both Heisman candidates.
I think CeeDee Lamb's doing more of the work.
It was Baker Mayfield and Dede Westbrook. I didn't like that, and they kind of split votes.
Can Lincoln Riley win a Heisman? I would rather give
it
him,
to the coach.
I'd rather give Lincoln Riley the Heisman, honestly. And I really like this list. I think it's really competitive. I think that there's a lot of deciding games here. I think we eliminate Justin Fields or Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, whoever wins
in that game. I think you eliminate Tua or Joe Burrow in the Alabama LSU game. I mean, the only one who's chilling right now, the only two people who are chilling are, I'd say, Jalen and CeeDee Lamb.
I just don't like having the QB and receiver. Isn't it interesting? CD and Dede, two Heisman candidate receivers at Oklahoma.
Huh. Lincoln Riley, please go to the NFL. I'm begging you.
Who's he going to play for? Who's going to get coached for?
Okay. The Browns.
Okay. Hear me out. Steelers trade Mike Tomlin to the Redskins, and then Lincoln Riley becomes the Steelers coach.
I think Lincoln Riley, I think Pittsburgh's a little too cold for him, bud.
Chargers fire Anthony Lynn and hire Lincoln Riley.
LA's too LA for him.
And that is going to do it for our college section. And that is going to do it for our episode today. Thank you all for listening. I'm Kyle Reams on behalf of Alex and Jadav. See you next week. Thank you.
See ya.